The following audio is from LCBC Church. To learn more about LCBC, visit lcbcchurch.com.
Well, listen, if you're in one of our rooms, go ahead and grab a seat. And I just want to tell you that if this is your first time joining us today, you could not have picked a better weekend to join us, because today is a little bit different for us. We've got some pools down front at all of our locations, and it is not because we need to swim a few laps to burn off all that Thanksgiving food, although some of us probably need to, myself included with that. But the reason we got these pools out is because today, man, we're baptizing 117 people at our church. 117 people. That is worth clapping about. 117 people who are going to share their stories today and go public with their faith in Jesus Christ. And the way that they're doing that is just by taking part in a practice that followers of Jesus have done for 2,000 years. It's a tradition called baptism. And baptism is a public symbol that they are lives changed by Christ. And let me just, before we kind of get out of the gate here, let me just give a quick shout out to two groups of people. First of all, for those of you who give, if you give in any way, if you've given money to the work that God is doing here, if you've given your time and your energy, you serve in one of our environments, you serve in kid ministry or student ministry, maybe you serve on a guest experience team, or maybe you're a host in our chat, in our online church, or maybe you serve on one of our production teams. No matter what you do, if you have given in any way to the work that God is doing in our church, financially or with your time and energy, I want you to know something. I want you to know that you may never meet the people who are getting baptized today personally. They may never know your name. But your influence and your willingness to give to the work that God is doing through this church has left an eternal impact on these people that are sharing their stories today. And I hope that you have a deep, deep sense of joy as you hear these stories, knowing that you have been a part of creating the kind of church where this is happening. And then I just want to talk real quick to those of you who invite people to our church. I hope today as you hear these stories, I hope you find yourself inspired to keep inviting, because you just have no clue. Man, you have no clue the power that an invitation can unlock in someone's life. One of the things I'm always struck by when hearing baptism stories is just how many of these stories started with someone just simply inviting them to church. And I've told you before, you've probably heard me say this before, and I'll tell you again, I'll probably just say it a million more times while I know you. It's just one of my greatest hopes and prayers for you is that you experience the overwhelming joy, at least one time in your life, of having someone share their faith story. And when they talk about how they found new life in Christ and they tell their story, they mention your name as a part of that story. They talk about you. And they talk about the way that you kept conversing with them. They talk about the way you kept inviting them. They talk about all the coffees you grabbed with them and all the questions you kept answering and all the prayers you kept praying, because you refuse to give up on them. You know, every baptism weekend, man, I kind of get nostalgic. I get a little bit sentimental. And I just tend to always think back over the years. At least I've been a part of this church. It's been 18 years now. And just at the privilege that we have had as a church to see thousands of people go public with their faith in Jesus Christ. It's really everything that we are about as a church. It's what our name stands for, LCBC, Lives Changed by Christ. And every baptism that I'm just reminded in new and fresh ways that God is changing lives. And Jesus is still lavishing grace and hope and love and forgiveness on anyone who wants it. And so today, I got a really easy job. My job is to get out of the way. It's just to kind of get out of the way of these stories. But before we hear these stories, I do want to just take a moment. I just want to unpack what baptism symbolizes and why I think at least it should inspire hope in every single one of us today, no matter where you land with faith. And I love the way that the Apostle Paul described it and talked about baptism when he was writing a letter to some of the very first followers of Jesus living in Rome. This is what he said in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. He says, For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. Now, Paul is obviously, you know, he's talking metaphorically, or he's talking about what baptism symbolizes. In other words, we don't literally die when we're baptized, thank God, but rather it is an outward expression of an inward reality. That when we lower someone into the water, it is an outward expression of an inward reality. We do this all the time, don't we? We all the time have outward symbols to express inward realities. I've shared with some of you before, and I'll just share it again, that, you know, my wedding ring, it is a great example of this. If I were to take this wedding ring off, it does not make me any less married to Jenny, but it is an outward symbol of an inward reality. that Jenny and I belong to each other, that Jenny and I are one. And that's what baptism is. The people getting baptized today are not more of a follower of Jesus because they're getting baptized. They're getting baptized because they already are following Jesus. They aren't getting baptized to get more of God's love. They're getting baptized because they know they are already loved by God. It is an outward symbol of something that's already true. And Paul says, man, it is a symbol that carries rich, rich power. Then when we lower someone into the water, it's almost like they're going, it's symbolically going into a grave. It's symbolic of a kind of death. In other words, when someone chooses to become a Christian, and I always feel like I need to clear this up a little bit, because there's a lot of fake news out there about what it means to be a Christian. So let me just clear this up real quick. That when someone chooses to become a Christian and follow Jesus, that's not a choice to join a new religion. That it's not a new philosophy that you take on for life. That it's not just a nice rule of life to live by. Following Jesus is a choice to die to an old way of living where you were at the center of everything. And now you begin to follow Jesus into a new way of living where he's the center of everything. It is a beautiful surrender where we let certain things in our lives die so that we can live fully alive in Christ. So when we lower someone into the water, it is them symbolically saying, man, that old me has died. That old me that used to make myself the center of the universe, that old me that used people to build my own kingdom, that old me is gone. It's been buried. That's not who I am anymore. But that's not where the symbol of baptism stops. We bring them up out of the water as well. And 117 people are really happy about that today. Look what Paul says next. This is what he goes on to say. He says, for we died. Remember, we were died and we were buried for Christ with Christ in baptism. And then he says this, and just as Christ was raised from the dead, we raised them, right? By the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. I just want to say that part again. Now we also may live new lives. I want you to know that it doesn't matter who you are today, where you've gone, doesn't matter what you've done, new life is possible for you through Christ. And as you listen to these stories today, man, I hope you hear the theme ringing loud and clear through these stories, and it's this: change is possible, and you are never too far gone. There is no addiction that cannot be broken. There is no wound so deep that it cannot be healed. There is no marriage beyond hope. There is no relationship that can't be repaired. There is no heart that is beyond God's loving reach. And there is no life that is so far gone that God cannot reach down and restore and renew it. Your past does not determine your future. And some of you here today, you need to hear that. And if these stories of baptism that you're going to hear today remind us of anything, man, it is that God will not give up on us. He will not stop pursuing us in love. And God is not finished with you. One of the things that we give to everyone who's baptized at our church is just a shirt. It has two little words on it. I got one up here. It's just a shirt that has two little words, all in. We give everybody who's baptized this shirt, which is really kind of what they're saying when they get baptized, that they're going all in with following Jesus. But I actually just want to take a second, just clarify something real quick about that statement, all in. See, this is a statement about direction, not destination. In other words, when these people say that they are all in, they are saying that they are intending, that they are choosing a direction in life, that they are walking in the direction of their Savior, Jesus. They are not saying that they have arrived. And like any trip that you go on, there comes a point where you have to decide on a route, a way to get to where you want to end up. And they've decided that they will walk the way of Jesus. And of course, that doesn't mean that they won't get detoured every now and then. They will get slowed down every now and then. They're going to have seasons of smooth roads, and they're going to have some rough roads as well. There might be seasons where they wonder if they've even chosen the right road. And there may be a season where they break down on the side of the road at some point. But you can't get very far reading the New Testament before you feel right at home, man, with the men and women who were the first followers of Jesus, who dedicated their lives to him, all in. You want to talk about all in? And yet, they still found themselves afraid at times, doubting at times, struggling, denying they even knew Jesus at times. And every time that happened, you have a wounded, loving, gracious Savior in Jesus Christ who simply comes alongside them, helps them up, and says all over again, "That's all right, follow me. Let's keep going. Follow me." And I want to tell you that because some of you, you have been hiding from God. You've been running from God because you've bought into the lie that what God wants most is for you to get your life cleaned up, put together, and then go all in with him. The problem is that you know you, and you know your life, and I know my life. You know your past. You know the things that you've done. You know the things that you haven't done but wish you would have done. But the invitation of Jesus Christ is never to get yourself cleaned up and then come and follow him. It is always to follow him today as you are, with all your baggage, with all your sins, with all your past, all your shame, all your struggles, all your doubts, and to allow him to begin to piece you back together again. Here are a few things I can promise you. The people who are getting baptized today, they are not saying. They are not saying that they have it all figured out. They are not saying that because they're getting baptized, they're not going to struggle anymore. They are not saying that this baptism is somehow the last step necessary in being right with God. They know that Jesus and Jesus alone is what makes us right with God. No work of our own. But what they are saying, very simply, is that they are a work in progress, but they have come to the point in their life where they have surrendered to Christ as their rescuer, and they are all in on following. So if you're here today and you're broken, if you have a bit of a past, if you have stories that fill you with shame, if you feel a bit lost today, if you've tried to find fulfillment and excitement in 1,000 dead-end streets, welcome to the club. You're surrounded by people who are just like you here. But I want you to know that if that's you, God is for you today. His love for you, it knows no ends. And new life is possible. So a few responses that you may be prompted in as you listen to these stories today. First, if you're here and you're already a life changed by Christ, you're following Jesus, I just hope today that you're reminded of the immense love that God has poured out on you through Jesus Christ. I hope your heart is reignited today, man, with gratitude to God as you hear these stories. And second, if you're here today and you're a life changed by Christ, but you've never gone public with it through the act of baptism, man, I would just ask you, man, what are you waiting on? What's the holdup? There's someone who needs to hear your story. And it's time to put a stake in the ground with your faith in Christ. And so if that's you, man, our next baptism's coming up in March. And I just want to encourage you to go to our website today, not tomorrow, today, don't wait, and sign up for our next baptism. We'd love to have you be a part of it. And then lastly, if you're here today and you've never placed your faith in Christ, I just have to believe that for some of you, God has orchestrated the events of this very day to have you exactly where you are right now, in the seat that you're in, because he's speaking into your heart. And he wants to give you the same invitation that he's offered everyone through the centuries. Follow me. And for some of you, I just believe that you're going to look back on this weekend as the weekend that you gave your life to Christ and you experienced new life. And I got to tell you, man, we'd love to talk with you about that. And so if that's you and you're in one of our rooms, go down at the end today, go down to the left. There's people who would love to pray with you just to talk with you a little bit more about that. If you're online right now, then say something on the chat. We have a host who would love to talk with you about what it means to follow Jesus. I just hope that all of us today, man, we just have our hearts stirred up a little bit by what God is doing in people's lives. And so here's what we're going to do. In just a moment, you're going to see people come up who are getting baptized, and they're going to walk up and they're going to pin a red note card to a cross. And on that red note card, they've just written out prayers. They've kind of written out heartfelt expressions of gratitude to God in a very personal way for what God has done for them. And then some of the people getting baptized, you're going to notice, are kids. And I just think, when I see kids get baptized, man, I just think how incredible that is to have made a decision early in life that they will follow Jesus. And let me just kind of time out for a second. Parents, I cannot strongly encourage you enough to lead your family in a way that prioritizes the development of your children's faith. In addition to kids, you're going to see older people too, and you're going to see some people they've lived life. They're in the later seasons of life, and they've got regrets, and they have a past, and yet they've decided to follow Jesus because it's never too late to follow. And after they pin that, that note on the cross, they're gonna get in the water, and we have pastors and leaders, at our campuses that are gonna ask them if they've trusted in Christ. We've already asked them that, but we're just gonna kind of reaffirm that. And upon their confession, they're gonna lower them again, symbolic of them dying to the old life, being buried, and raise them back up, symbolic of new life in Christ. And let me just give you a permission slip. Every time we do baptism, I feel like I gotta do this. I gotta give you a permission slip to do this. When they come up out of the water, we cheer, we celebrate what God has done in their lives. And so if you're in one of our rooms, as we say in Alabama, where I grew up, hoot and holler, right? Just do whatever you need to do. Clap, we go crazy. If you're the air horn toting type, pull it out. Now's the time to do your air horn, right? If you're watching online and in the chat, when they come up out of that water, let's see those hearts flooding that screen. And if you're at one of our locations and you see someone wearing an all-in shirt, go up to them, man. Give them a very socially distanced fist bump when we're done here. Just let them know that you're proud of them, because today is a celebration of what God has done and is doing, not only in the lives of those getting baptized, but what God wants to do in all of us. So lean in to these stories, because I am convinced that God wants to speak to your life today. Would you pray with me? God, thank you so much for giving us this privilege. What a privilege it is, man. We don't take this for granted, God, that we get to hear these stories of lives that are being changed. We know that you are still working in our world. You are still working. You are not distant. You are close. You are not far. You are near. You are bringing people who have wandered from you. You are bringing people who have strayed. You are bringing people who have walked away. You are bringing them home again. We thank you, God, for the reality and the truth that we are going to hear in these stories, that none of us are too far gone, that there's hope for all of us because of what you have done, Jesus. So we lean into that today, and we say thank you, that new life is possible. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Hello, my name is Aaron. I live in Mannheim Township with my wife and our 4-year-old son. In my early 20s, I was into drinking and a lot of drugs. I quit the drugs when I met my wife, but continued to drink. My wife had enough and said she was leaving me if I didn't get help. I was about to lose my family. That was my rock bottom. I checked myself into rehab and began my journey to sobriety March of 2017. When I got out of rehab, I started going to Celebrate Recovery at LCBC and then started going to church here. I've been coming to LCBC ever since. Through my recovery, I've completed a step study that takes you deep into the process of unpacking your baggage and pain, then handing it over to God. It wasn't just about my pain, but owning the pain that I caused others. I began to realize how much I hurt my wife and how I needed to ask her for forgiveness. We are married 15 years now, and I know I must continue to work on myself to gain back her trust as her husband and her best friend. Thanks to what I learned in step study, church, and the support of some key men in my life, like my sponsor Rick, Darren, and David, I am now serving on the leadership team at CR. I'm still a work in progress. I'm not where I need to be, but thank God I'm not where I was. Jesus changed my life because I started going to Celebrate Recovery and LCBC, and it opened my life to follow him. Now I help people to follow Jesus every day with Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery and the church saved my life. I want to be baptized to show people that I love God, and I will follow him always.
Hi, I'm Abby. I live in Washington Borough with my husband, and I'm a waitress at C.R. Lapp's Family Restaurant. I graduated this past May from Penn State University with a business administration degree. This September, I got married to my best friend. In my free time, I love photography and taking photos of family and friends. One day, I wished to make this hobby into a career. I grew up in a Christian household and knew who God was at a young age. I came to God and asked him to be my savior when I was in second grade. That was the best decision of my life, but I don't think I fully understood what that meant. As I was growing up, I felt that I was a lukewarm Christian that just went to church because my parents went. I was a sophomore in high school and got sick, which had me in and out of the hospital. Around this time, I met my husband while being sick, and that experience brought us close to each other and God. My husband is in the water with me today because he helped me get back to God. Backtrack to when I was in college, I was struggling and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. My last semester of college, coronavirus hit, and I was stuck at home with nothing to do. But with this time, God showed me to focus on him and what he has in store for my life. In these months, I knew that the next step in my faith is to get baptized and show everyone that I am a child of God. I want to be baptized today because I want everyone to know that I'm a child of God and I trust my life with him.
My name is Stephanie. I grew up Catholic, going to Catholic school and attending Mass weekly. I believed in Jesus, but I wasn't a follower of Jesus. At 18 years old, I stopped going to church. I lived selfishly, making unhealthy choices. Most of my life, I found myself drawn in and out of my Father's loving arms. I've always known that Jesus was there. He was simply waiting for me to acknowledge and open my heart to him. Many times throughout my life, I found myself calling out to him in desperation. Like the birth of my firstborn son, a son who was given a 15% chance to live and survived, experiencing the pain of infidelity and divorce, remarrying and blending a family with six children, walking through years of heroin addiction with my son, processing the loss of my stepson at age 20, killed in an alcohol-related accident, the unexpected loss of my father, and reaching deep within myself to believe that I was worthy of being respected, valued, and loved. At 25 years old, I accepted Jesus as my Savior and started my relationship with him. Jesus' death on the cross covered all my sins, known and unknown, and this gift of love is so hard to comprehend, but I'm forever grateful. Because of his new mercies, I feel blessed that he is the author of my story. Having a personal relationship with Jesus is a journey that brings a peace in knowing that his love is unconditional. Life is not easier, but it provides hope and a certainty that God's goodness and faithfulness will never fail. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." I want to live a life where my heart is a reflection of Jesus' love to others. I'm being baptized today to show others that trusting in Jesus is enough. Even your heart change is still in process.
My name is Ashley. Unsafe, afraid, alone, anxious, broken. This is how I felt for most of my life due to several traumatic episodes I experienced. At 5, my parents divorced. At 13, my mother was severely beaten by her boyfriend. At 15, I was sexually assaulted by my dad's friend. At 21, 6 months into my pregnancy, my younger brother was killed in an alcohol-related car accident. I felt unworthy of love. My anxiety worsened. I struggled with my sexuality. I was depressed. Unfortunately, I turned to alcohol and partying because that was what I saw my parents do to cope with their own issues. I knew there was a God, but every day I wondered, how could he possibly love me when I hate myself? I knew I needed to change, but didn't know how. Fortunately, my stepmom, Stephanie, who is in the water with me today, reminded me often that God loves me. She always seemed to show up when I needed her the most. She has been the stability I needed in my life. About 5 years ago, I decided to accept her offer to go to church with her. It has not been easy, but with each week, I began surrendering every aspect of my life to him. Accepting Jesus as my Savior has been life-changing. I now know I want to wholeheartedly follow him in every aspect of my life. The more I get to know God and strengthen my relationship with him, the more I trust him with everything. He has completely changed how I view myself, my loved ones, and life. I no longer use alcohol to numb the hurt and pain from my past. I finally feel safe, mentally healthy, loved, and hopeful. I'm exactly where I belong, in a relationship with my Father. I want to be baptized today to symbolize my commitment to fully following Jesus.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I live in York. I work at a book manufacturing plant, but I'm also a freelance athletic trainer. I enjoy acting, working out, and outdoor activities. Before I trusted Jesus, I lived for myself. Life was just about my own pleasures and desires. I would often get upset and depressed if things did not go my way. I sought popularity from my classmates and found acceptance in their approval. I got into modeling, which took me down a dark path. One day, a friend invited me to attend youth group at a different church, and from there, a seed was planted. I was able to find true friends there and eventually gave my life to Jesus. Jesus changed my life by setting me on a path of seeking him. He helped me see myself from his perspective and showed me how to put aside my selfish lifestyle. He is showing me my true self-worth and a brand new future where I rely on God. I know now that my sins, past, present, and future, do not define me. I want to be baptized today to symbolize my commitment to the new path he has put me on. I want everyone to see the joy God gives me and that he wipes my slate clean every day. I give him my all, my heart, my mind, soul, and body.
My name is Shay. I am 31 years old and have been married to my husband, Renee, for 6 years. We have two beautiful children, Mila and Emerson. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a Christian household where we attended church every Sunday, said grace before every meal, and prayed every night before bed. When I was in third grade, my father was seriously injured at work. I was with a good friend when we got the phone call. Later that night, we went into my room and she prayed with me. It was that night that I asked God into my heart and to be my Savior. Although I had committed myself to God that night, the journey I would take would not always be easy. I had moments where I felt a strong connection with God, but then others where I felt distance, confusion, and doubt. I lost loved ones and felt anger towards God. As I got older, my relationship with God grew distant. It wasn't until I had my first child that I really started to find my way back to God. After Mila was born, I remember laying with her and looking into her eyes. I knew at that moment I needed a better relationship with God, that I couldn't do this life alone anymore. I needed His support, His guidance, and more importantly, His love and grace. Over the last couple of years, I have put my focus back on God. Since reconnecting and growing my faith, my life is so much more fulfilled. God is my strength, my wisdom, and my salvation. I want to be baptized today to show my children, family, and friends that I am all in with God and how beautiful life can be when you trust in Him.
Hi, my name is Reese, and I'm from Lancaster. I'm currently a sophomore in college at High Point University in North Carolina. My major is business administration with a double minor in sales and psychology. I enjoy hiking, hanging out with friends, and listening to music. I grew up going to LCBC every Sunday with my family. As I got older, I felt like I was drifting away from God and focusing on other things in my life. College gave me the independence I needed to grow as an individual. But when quarantine hit, this gave me the opportunity to reflect on myself. I realized I needed to not only focus more on myself, but also on God. My best friend from college introduced me to a podcast that truly opened my eyes and made me realize I wanted to be closer with God. I received an email from LCBC saying the next baptism would be on the weekend of November 28th. That same friend from college asked me if I wanted to join her and her friend from home in a Bible study. I was so excited that she asked me, and it happened to be the same day I received the email from LCBC about baptism. I knew in my heart it was the right time for me to give my life to Christ. I'm thankful for all the people who have supported me throughout my journey. In the water with me today are my parents, Tim and Marissa. They are my number one supporters and always encourage me to do my best. I couldn't imagine doing this today without them by my side. I want to be baptized today because I want to continue to grow in my relationship with God every day.
I am Andy. I am 19 years old and I am in the United States Air Force. I love to work out, listen to worship music, and pray. I have four siblings and a wonderful mother who has been a foster mom for over 20 years. I live in Dover, Delaware, and my family resides in Columbia, Pennsylvania. Before I trusted Jesus fully, I was raised Catholic, and while going to Lancaster Catholic and attending church, my faith didn't feel right. I didn't really enjoy going to church. I started hanging out with friends that wanted to drink and party, and I did not know the hole that it would leave in my heart. When I got into the military, during boot camp, I went to a church just like LCBC, and I felt the joy and presence of God in worship. Out of boot camp, I returned to my old ways of partying. In May, I got into an accident that resulted in a DUI. I drove straight into a tree and totaled my car. I did not have any injuries. At the lowest point of my life, that's where I turned to Jesus and asked Him to give me a new heart and to help me follow Him and trust Him fully. I knew if I'm still here, His purpose for me is greater. My mother always would pray for me, and she helped bring me back to my faith. I'm thankful for that. Jesus has changed my life. I go to Him in every situation and thank Him for giving me a new heart and the ability to help others by His Spirit leading me. I want to be baptized today because this is my next step in being where I want to be as a follower of Jesus and a life changed by Christ.
I've tried it on my own. I've run away before. I've chased the wind in search of something more. I've climbed to every height and fallen far below. But nothing else could satisfy my soul. Jesus, you're all I want, you're all I've ever needed. Jesus, you have my heart, now there is nothing. Your kindness pulls me close to where you are. You surround me with a peace that fills my heart. Your goodness draws me in. Your love won't let me go. Your fall down, all the darkness has to flee, every lie is erased, every fear has to leave. Now I'm standing in your love, no longer bound by all my shame. You're my strength.
My strength never fades. I am free.
So guys, God is for you. His love for you knows no ends. And new life is possible. Listen, if you'd like someone to pray with you today, if you're one of our locations, just go down to the front of your room to the left, and we'd love to have the opportunity to pray with you. If you're joining online, the chat will remain open for the next few minutes, so stick around, let us know how we can pray for you there. And if you're interested in just talking further about our experience today, just stick around for a few seconds when we're done, and there'll be some few questions that pop on the screen, and you can discuss those with your family, maybe a friend or your group this week, so just take advantage of that. And I just want to remind you real quick that next week we're starting a brand new series called Mistaken, and we're going to talk about what I think could be the greatest mistake we have all made at some point over this last year, and what we can do about it. You do not want to miss. LCBC, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Thank you so much for being here today. We'll see you next week.